Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across the nation and across the fucking world. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, my God. I can't miss that. It's fucking evil Weasel Wednesday, and they're evil fucking weasels out there. And we're going to talk about them evil little motherfuckers today. It's the 9th day of March, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's supposed to get down to 15 in the morning, and we're supposed to get 3 snowflakes. So if it stays down there freezing ass cold, we can look at those 3 snowflakes, I guess, for a while until it warms up and they melt. But we're getting no goddamn precipitation. Looking forward to the smoke in May. Okay, we're going to open up. We're going to open up. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Yesterday, we brought up a video that came from BitChute. It was a hoax video. It was about some climate thing. They had body bags, and they had the wind blowing the body bag up off of the one of the fucking people, and somebody had put Ukraine body bag propaganda is what it was. It was to say, you know, they were talking in reporting in Ukraine about the deaths, and this fucking body wasn't dead. It was put there on fucking purpose, and it was put there for a fucking reason by some cocksuckers over there at BitChute. You little motherfuckers. You see, you people, what the problem here is these motherfuckers, they want CNN and NBC, CNN, fucking Fox, and CNBC to fucking take over the fucking internet broadcasting so you can have the same fucking propaganda you get on your goddamn TV. And all these, there's a handful of motherfuckers out there. And these are people claiming to be fucking patriots, and they fucking are not. They get what they want, and then they can sell their fucking videos, and they can sell, you know, their goddamn, like, anything they capture on the camera. They can get big fucking bucks out of them, and you'll have, that's what you'll have is your goddamn fucking so-called truth. You'll have pure fucking propaganda. And I'm sick of these motherfuckers. And this is why this is... I'm going to tell you guys why they put that motherfucker up there. Because we're going to play this. We played this, and we're going to play it and play it and play it and play it. And it's fucking real. And we're not going to stop playing it. And you motherfuckers that bitch you, do you know what? I talk to him, and From the Trenches, that's a little blog. No, I ain't no fucking little blog, motherfucker. From the Trenches is a behemoth. It had fucking over 100,000 goddamn fucking posts on that goddamn site, not to mention thousands of hours of fucking broadcasting. We are fucking huge. We are, you might as well try to walk through Mount fucking Shasta is think you're going to get around us, motherfuckers, and go ahead and start drilling in. And when you get in there a ways, that fucking whole mountain's going to come down on your goddamn treasonous asses, you fucking mammon eat worshiping motherfuckers. They are not fucking patriots. They want to have their name. They fucking, see, I didn't come into this for fucking fame and fortune. I don't care if anybody knew my name. I wish right now at 60 fucking years old, I was just enjoying my life. I was kicking back and fucking, taking my grandchildren fishing and teaching them how to hunt and gather in the fucking forest. That's what I should be fucking doing. I wish nobody knew my fucking name, but I had to do this because nobody else had the fucking balls. When I stepped up to do this fucking 10 and a half fucking years ago, no, there are people who have all the comments I would get. I get emails. They're going to kill you. They're going to kill you. But when they seen somebody had some goddamn balls, and then we built what we fucking built, and it wasn't just me. It was the trenchers. This goddamn mountain is made out of fucking trenchers, and they're the fucking baddest motherfuckers on this planet. So you just fuck with us and see what happens to your fucking asses, you son of a bitches. Bitch shoot, you're no different than fucking TikTok. The reason you've been able to excel is because you will fucking sell out at a crucial moment. You will help the fucking enemy because you're fucking in it for the fucking money. And that's all these other cocksuckers are in it for, is for the fucking money. And they want to act like, well, I did this, I did. I don't give a fuck what you did. I know what we fucking did. We are the fucking defenders of the Bill of Rights. We brought that motherfucker from goddamn out of the ashes. We put it back together. We fucking held it up high. And we've sworn to fucking enforce it. And you fuckers aren't going to fuck it up. We will crush your fucking asses. You got it? And we're every fucking where. Anyways, this is why they fucking did it, because we're going to play this motherfucker.
For the rest of us that aren't
over
Ukrainians,
and I over think the world and fucking over
is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order, for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
See, that new world order, that's hurting them. That's fucking hurting him. Every time Trump steps up to fucking back, what's he backing? The New World Order. Every one of them that steps up to fucking try to further perpetrate this fucking lie of Ukraine is going to get the New World fucking Order, because that's what you're fucking supporting. And you cocksuckers, I know who every fucking one of you are, and you better back the fuck off if you know what's good for you. Because this fucking mountain's made of truth. The people who fucking built this fucking mountain aren't doing it for fucking fame and fortune. We're doing it because we want our goddamn liberty back. We want to live fucking free, and we want to be left alone. When we accomplish that, when the fucking Bill of Rights is the fucking supreme superior law that is supposed to be enforced in this fucking country, then we'll remove that behemoth, and you can come on there and dribble any kind of shit you want. But you fuck with us one more fucking time, you cocksuckers, there will be consequences. All right, and fuck BitChute, you fucking traitors. No, they're just like fucking TikTok. They're supposed to come out and fucking be something, fucking be honest and shit. No, the reason you've been able to excel and you're making lots of fucking money is because you will sell out, motherfuckers. We've sacrificed our fucking lives here, man. We have fucking lived in deprivation for fucking 10 and a half fucking years doing this. Not for fucking money, not for fucking fame, but to be left the fuck alone and have our fucking law enforced. That's all. Biden to ask Congress for $2.68 billion to promote gender equity. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And, of course, this is a fucking a communist goddamn fucking takeover of the fucking Capitol and the fucking White House. And, of course, they're going to give this. Mitch McConnell fucking wants to give them more. And for what? What are we giving this goddamn money to? Who are we going to give this fucking money to? Who are we giving it to? That's right, motherfuckers.
I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries.
So here's
we knew that we had a shield for the Europe.
So here's $2.68 billion for the New World Order fucking that is right now fucking they are the reason that our economy is our country's trashed. There is no goddamn law in this country but the fucking Bill of Rights, and we the people had better fucking start enforcing that son of a bitch now. Go for the head of that fucking snake. Find a head. There's 50 fucking heads in the goddamn fucking states, and then there's fucking heads on down the fucking line. Go from the top down, not the bottom up. These motherfuckers must be destroyed or we will be destroyed. They are in violation of our absolute, unalienable, ratified by we the people law of December 15, 1791. They are fucking criminals. Low-life criminals. They're fucking guilty of treason and sedition. That puts your ass against the wall. And you come at us trying to enforce this shit with your goddamn Blackwater USA, you'll fucking eat lead, motherfuckers. No, we're not gonna fucking, we're not gonna sell the people out like BitChute did. They sold your asses out, people. Keep your fucking eye right on them. Anybody associated with them. President Biden said Tuesday that he will ask Congress for $2.6 billion for foreign aid programs that promote gender equality worldwide. This is one world order fucking goddamn taxation on we the fucking people, isn't it? They are implementing this shit without any authority to do so. They started with that COVID shit. That was just to get the goddamn president set for them fucking just seizing power. Violating telling us to shove our fucking law up our ass and our jurisdictional authority and the fact that we, the fucking American nationals, own this goddamn land. We own every fucking thing on it. And you've stolen all you're gonna fucking steal. $2.6 billion for gender equality across the world. Fuck the rest of the world. We got people living under goddamn underpasses on the goddamn freeways. There's little kids freezing to death in the winter and hungry. But these cocksuckers that would fucking attack or try to fucking discredit the people who are fighting for a righteous fucking fight, they don't give a fuck about them people living under those goddamn bridges. They don't give a fuck about no American. They put their fucking mammon above everything else.
Flying that rainbow flag over the Afghanistan embassy. How'd that work out?
You're goddamn right. But you milquetoast little motherfuckers, you nothing to me. You better understand that. You better get that through your thick fucking heads. Okay, Biden announced his intentions on International Women's Day. International Women's Day. International, we're not fucking international. We're a sovereign fucking country. It's called the United States of the Americas. And we are sovereign. Fuck the rest of the world. They have no business in our business. They can have no business in our business because our law and our fucking jurisdiction as fucking American nationals forbids it. And we are going to enforce it on your fucking asses. Biden created the first ever White House Gender Policy Council on International Women's Day last year to help promote gender equality throughout the equity throughout the administration. He said everyone deserves to live up to their God-given potential. You sure? They sure as hell can. And under that Bill of Rights and under that with that goddamn debt-free currency, every fucking buddy can. And that Bill of Rights gives women every fucking bit of power that it gives fucking men. They have their autonomy absolute. They don't need your fucking communism, you dirty little son of a bitch that's run by a fucking communist fucking collective at the top. Potential regardless of gender, and that societies perform better when women and girls are allowed to prosper. No, what you want to do is just what that woman in fucking Romania told me about all those fucking years ago. That this is, she described this shit right to a fucking T, trying to make them feel like they're powerful and shit. You know what, why women, we're having this problem, they want to put women in every fucking position like they put them in the fucking, on their fucking Star Chamber judges. You know why they want them up there? Because they ain't fought the fucking wars. They ain't fought the jungle. They ain't been out there fighting for fucking goddamn 100,000 fucking years, the same son of a bitches, and knowing what, how to fight them. They'll stand there, oh yeah, I get look like my tits are fucking big, so I'll stand up there and I'll fucking go right along with this fucking communism, because I'm too fucking stupid to know what fucking communism is. That's why they want your dumb ass up there, bitch. Not because you're fucking smarter, not because you're fucking badder, because you fucking ain't, but because you're stupider. And that's what that woman told me. She told me she was stupid. She said it, not me. And she said she fell for it. And when, by God, when the fucking hammer, iron hand came out of that velvet glove and came down, she fucking regretted it with every bone in her fucking body. You talk to some old fucking Romanians. See what they think about this fucking shit. This gender shit. This goddamn queer shit. This goddamn fucking, transsexual fucking sickos. You know, these motherfuckers make up not even a goddamn drop in, not a sand on the fucking goddamn beach. Not one grain of sand on the beach. But they're gonna get all the goddamn power, you think so? We'll fucking wipe those motherfuckers out fast as you can set them up. He said everyone, oh, go ahead.
Hey, you know, you remember how we was, it been a while ago, maybe a month or so ago, and you know how we was telling, you know how we was talking about how they were indoctrinating the kids, right?
Yep.
And I ran into someone who's experiencing that right now, and she has a little 10-year-old girl, and she transferred schools to her, and she went into school and told the principal she wanted to be recognized as they and them now, instead of being her and she. They are doing a number on these kids with all that transgender crap and all this homosexual crap and all these new cartoons that they have 10 and 11-year-old kids watching with gay and transgender kids on them, man. They are ruining these kids' minds.
Well, with this thee and they and all these 100 fucking different identities, what they're doing is, the English language is shit to start with. That's why the law is so hard. It's so hard for fucking people to understand how to fucking implement their goddamn rights. Because the fucking language, so many words have too many fucking meanings. But fucking, if you can scramble, I mean, just fucking scramble it all up until one person standing there says, I want to be called a they, and fucking is acceptable. I mean, then I guess 2 + 2 can equal fucking 3 then, right? But the bottom line is, that's why they're fucking doing it. It's going to get shoved right down their goddamn throat. Because they're fucking, the people out here that fucking have had enough of this fucking shit, we understand the goddamn language. We know that a single person can't be a they, and you're not gonna fucking convince us, and you're not gonna fucking force us in it. You are not gonna scare us into it. We'll fucking wipe your asses out. And we're gonna any fucking how. You're getting the fuck out of our country. You better get fucking moving pretty goddamn quick, I think.
Hey, but it's a new spelling with it. Let me break it down to you. Like the them is spelled T-H-I-M, like they and him. So if you're a girl and you want to feel like a boy that day, you can call yourself, I'm a them today. That's what she was explaining to me. I was like, what?
It's like I said, Dion, it's further scrambling a fucking defective fucking language. The English language is a shit fucking language. That's why most of the old laws were written in fucking,
Latin?
Yeah,
in Latin.
Yeah. They were written in Latin because there's so many double meanings to the word. That's why you have to be so specific when you fucking do a filing, that you have to define every fucking word and make sure that it's, you know, they don't, I mean, there's, you look and there's 10 fucking different, definitions. So you have to fucking define, like,
like regulated.
Exactly, man. Exactly. That's why they like subject matter. That's why they put that commerce clause in there. A commerce clause, and that's why they put that general welfare clause. It's wide open to interpretation. And they can fucking interpret it to mean any goddamn thing they want to. And if you don't, if you can't take that Bill of Rights and fucking take the goddamn factual fucking, authority in it to fucking shut them fucking down, and you don't know how to define it, you're fucking, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. That's why you're fucking, fucking up. Definition is every fucking thing. And that's why they're doing this shit with like them, the THI, whatever in the hell it was. That's why they're doing this.
I am. It's a T with a him.
A T with a him. And them motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, man, this is crazy, Henry.
Of course it is.
You're doing this. I mean, everyone on here, I mean, you didn't think about crap like that. We thought, when you was a kid, man, you thought about playing, going outside and having a good time. You didn't think about no crap like this.
Well, they, you know, when they're not fucking sitting there listening to this shit and deciding that they're going to be thims or tims or hims or whims, they got their fucking faces buried in a fucking smartphone playing fucking games and fucking seeing the same propaganda or playing these fucking sick fucking videos that fucking are teaching them. Yeah, little 14-year-old boys ought to fuck each other in the ass, man. I mean, that's in their goddamn, that's in school curriculum. And the why is that happening, people? Why is that happening? Because you're fucking allowing
it. We allow it.
Goddamn right. We got to stop allowing it.
And she says she has been on the TikTok a lot too. Uh-huh. And I think, man, that the man. I mean, this is sad for children, man. It really is for babies out there. I mean, this is sad. This is so sad because their minds are so twisted at an early age.
Yeah, but their goddamn parents could fucking keep them from being twisted, couldn't they? Take the fucking phone away from them. Tell them to go out and goddamn build a fucking fort and fucking be a real fucking kid while you got a chance, because you only get to be a kid for a little bit of time, and you don't know how fucking precious that time is. But now you're right. I mean, they want to start indoctrinating them at goddamn 4 fucking years old. They go, oh, God, you could be a little boy. Well, I mean, you talk about confusing. A little child like that don't have no fucking clue about what fucking sex or anything else is. But these son of a bitch and communists slash fascists, because you goddamn have the oligarchs, the fucking goddamn robber barons, and they're fucking running the goddamn show too. So you got fucking the, like I've said all along, you've got the parts of fascism and the parts of communism that have worked the best to fuck the people, and they've combined them and called it democracy. Well, you're not getting democracy, motherfuckers. Democracy is collectivism. Collectivism is redundant to individual freedom and liberties, which is the highest law in this fucking land. You are fucking goddamn committing sedition and treason, and you will be fucking shot for it. He said everyone deserves to live up to their God-given potential regardless of gender, and that societies perform better when women and girls are allowed to prosper. Oh, of course they are. The man should stay home and fucking take care of, wait a minute. Ensuring that every woman and girl has the chance isn't just the right thing to do. It's also a strategic imperative that advances the prosperity, stability, security of our nation and the world. Who the fuck are you? You first place, you're parroting what is being told you by Barack Obama, by fucking George Soros, by fucking goddamn Barry Sanders, by the fucking squad. You're just parroting. You, if you ever had an original thought, it was a lonely son of a bitch, and we all know it. I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to fess up. I can't have fucking babies because I'm a fucking man. And you know what, bitch? You can't whip my ass. I'm sorry, but we're fucking stronger. And you ain't no fucking smarter than we are either. I mean, like I said, I go back to that woman in Romania. She was disgusted with herself. She was an old lady. And she saw the whole fucking act from fucking beginning to end. And this right here, this shit I'm reading you, was a fucking part of it. This is fucking communism 101. See what else we got here. Oh, I love this one. firearm enthusiasts are warming up to smart guns. Of course they are. I mean, you think you can put any goddamn thing? You lying motherfuckers! Everybody knows you're a fucking liar. That's why you have Fox and CNN and fucking CNBC trying to take over the fucking internet. The only place you could we'll laugh at your fucking lying ass fucking numbers. Firearms owners may anyway. This is from Gizmodo. And it was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Firearms owners may be finally cozying up to the idea of personalized smart guns, and it only took them 20 years to hop, and just all of a sudden, after 20 years of telling you we're not fucking stupid, we're stupid. No, we're fucking not, and you're goddamn liars. That's according to a new polling. Oh, a new polling, guys. A new bunch of bullshit. We know what their fucking polls are, just like the rest of their fucking lies. Released Tuesday from Morning Consulate, where 45% of U.S. adults surveyed said they'd be comfortable using smart gun technology. I wonder how that, well, you know who they fucking, they don't even fucking do these goddamn surveys. They fucking just write this shit down. Now you tell me, people, and down here later in this article, they call it dumb guns, the ones that don't, hey, you got a computer chip in there? Hey, you know, ever had your fucking cigarette lighter go out and your fucking car won't run? You know, when they first built the fucking internal combustion engine, it was so goddamn simple. I mean, you fucking, why in the hell, every time they put a new component on it, it complicates it. It gives it something else to break down, doesn't it? I want a fucking gun that I know is going to fucking shoot. I don't care who's got a hold of it. But I mean, where are you going to get your goddamn chips? Do they come from China? I mean, fucking, I mean, you people go out there, you buy goddamn electronics, technology all the fucking time. How does that fucking shit work for you? Yeah, how many have you culled? How many do you have to fucking throw away? How many last fucking 3 fucking weeks and then quit on a gun when your life could be on the line? Do you know these fuckers are lying? But they're going to come out and they're going to tell you. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, whenever you hear something that says smart device on it, just remember it's a spy device. When it says smart, it's just spying on you. Your smartphone, it tracks you. Your smart TV, what does it do? It listens to your conversation.
Well, you know, these smart guns, it's supposed to be so, you know, you put your hand around it and it recognizes your fucking hand. Well, it's just like the goddamn cars where they can turn the cars off when they want to. So the fucking Gestapo comes to kick your fucking door in. You grab up your fucking smart gun and they just have it turned off. What's going on? What? The motherfucker, a gun's a pretty simple fucking machine, actually. I mean, if you want to start taking them apart, they're not that complicated whatsoever. That's why I like that double action revolver pistol. That's fucker, I guarantee it's going off every goddamn time. If it don't, all I got to do is pull the trigger again, and it'll go off the next time, and it's never fucking not gone off. And when I do have semi-automatics, I work with those guns, and I sand them, I polish them, I'll fucking grind them, whatever I have to do, until they'll take any fucking bullet fucking built for that fucking caliber. I won't stop until they will. Because when I pull that fucking trigger, I want that bullet coming out the other fucking end. I want it blowing some communist fucking head off. I can just see him pulling up in front of somebody's house. Smart guns. Like, anybody would fall for this shit. They've made the car so goddamn complicated. Like I said, fucking, you got to take your cigarette lighter goes out, your car won't start. You got to take the front end off your car to get to a sensor that's up under the fucking, that is hidden up under the fucking wheel well. To change that sensor so your goddamn cigarette lighter works, your car start again. I mean, this is pure fucking stupidity. You'll never see these guns on a goddamn battlefield, I guarantee you that. Those motherfuckers have to fire every time. If it fucking jams, you know how to unjam that son of a bitch. But I mean, fucking, my chip went out. They're still fine. Well, that machine gun over there that goddamn gook's got, that motherfucker's rattling off the rounds just like nobody's fucking business. And he don't have no smart fucking goddamn trigger on it. But you're sitting there with your fucking pulling your, why won't it work? Well, maybe they turned the son of a bitch off. No, this is a lie. This is more fucking propaganda from these old fucking propagandists that are so goddamn pathetic that it just makes you want to fucking puke. It does. You guys are fucking shit. I hope you live long enough for us to fucking hang you. That's all I can tell you. I want to see your, I don't care if I got to carry your fucking ass up them 13 steps. I want to see you do the shit dance, you old, pathetic motherfuckers who think that anybody, I mean, you're done. You've got your 12 to 20% and you probably ain't even got that. But you're done. You're at the edge of the fucking jungle. Step in, you old motherfucker. Do it. Because your fucking time's coming to an end, Napoleon. You're about to reach your Waterloo, Napoleon. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
So guitar, that's all that I need. never said so on me.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can send donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:43 Pacific Time, and that was Dirty Soul Revival with The Sun Never Sets, and that's something else you son of a bitches better realize. The sun never sets on the fucking mountain because there's trenches all around this goddamn world, you motherfuckers. Okay, firearms and things. Yeah, we've said enough about that. I mean, it's goofy. I mean, it's just fucking communist, fascist fucking propaganda. Nobody's gonna buy a fucking gun that fucking depends on a fucking chip to fucking shoot. We're not that stupid, sorry. Okay, New York lawmakers. Oh, I was gonna let you guys know, that's another thing I had here. They did pass the bill with the thing in it with the, the money for the international fucking women's shit, international fucking tax on we the fucking people, taking our money for international fucking purposes. This is a sovereign fucking nation, you treasonous pieces of dog shit. And we're going to fucking enforce our law, and it will be fucking goddamn sovereign again. And every one of you is going to the fucking gallows for fucking treason, for fucking sedition, which you are fucking guilty of without question. Prima facie. At any rate, $13.6 billion for Ukraine. I'm going to have that article. I don't know. But where's that going to go to? Ukraine, $13.6 billion. I mean, and fucking Mitch McConnell said that he was going to up it up to $14 billion. Who's that money going to go to? Who's that fucking money for? What's all this money for Ukraine for? What is it?
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had really revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
So that's $13.6 billion for the new world fucking order. The ones that are fucking destroying our country. The ones that are fucking pissing on our fucking Bill of Rights. The ones that we are allowing to piss on our fucking Bill of Rights. Where's that money going to go? To who? I bet you it's going to go to the same people that $3.2 trillion went to under fucking Trump. What do you want to bet? It's going right in their fucking pockets because old Mitch McConnell, that left-right thing, it just ain't happening right now, people. He wants to give them 14-point-something billion dollars. I mean, there's two sides to this goddamn false left-right paradigm or not? It must be a Jew thing if they're all fucking agreed on it, don't you think? 15.6 billion for COVID relief? COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. So here's some more that's going to go into the same pockets that goddamn $3.2 trillion that Trump handed out went into. The fucking international fucking elite. The international corporate fucking mafia. And Putin will get his fucking share too. Make no mistake about it, you Russians out there fucking dying. Kill every one of those goddamn fucking communist son of a bitches. I don't give a shit. But remember what you're fighting for. You're fighting for fucking your goddamn, for Putin, the international goddamn mobsters, so he can have some more billions of fucking dollars while you live like fucking dirt like we're doing here in this United States. Remember, all this shit's going on at the same time that our people are fucking destitute and getting more destitute, paying $5 fucking dollars a gallon for gas, and while we're exporting 3.8 billion fucking barrels of fucking oil in a fucking month. I mean, we exporting enough to fucking take care of our people and not fucking have to import one fucking drop of fucking foreign oil. The foreign oil is being brought in here to be refined, to be sold back, with the product being sold back on the market. So why are they telling you supply and demand? Yeah, on an international basis. You're competing with everybody on this planet for your own fucking product. And we got the sweet crude here. You shut the goddamn, what we have to do is shut these goddamn fucking exports down. You ain't exporting nothing out of this fucking country. And if you used your fucking head as a goddamn fucking American national, you could figure out ways to shut this fucking shit down, and you know it. But it would take balls. It would take putting your fucking life on the goddamn line. But you're going to do it sooner or later. You can do it now, or you can do it while they're raping your fucking daughter on the goddamn living room floor, you fucking cowards. Anyway... And then, because this is an omnibus spending bill, they came up with an omnibus spending bill. I mean, the goddamn, even their phony fucking constitution said they had to have a goddamn budget. They ain't had a fucking budget in this country in fucking how many goddamn, 15, 16 fucking years? Omnibus spending bill. Here we go for another few months, people, $1.5 trillion fucking dollars. I ain't authorizing that, and I don't owe it. You owe it to me, you son of a bitches. New York lawmakers propose ammunition tax up to 5 cents per round. This is from Field and Stream. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Two New York State lawmakers have proposed an ammunition excise tax. Man, didn't the goddamn anti-federalists tell you about this? Yeah, well, they kept that in, those anti-federalist papers hid for how fucking many hundred, a couple hundred years? 120 fucking years? They kept them hid? So you couldn't see the reason that that Bill of Rights was fucking written? What it was written to put these fuckers in check for? An excise tax? They can't tax your goddamn, the second article. And we, with this goddamn background check shit, that's paying to fucking exercise a right. Look up what a fucking right is. You don't pay to exercise it. It belongs to you. And here they're fucking thinking they're going to put that fucking tax at the same time that they're shipping ammunition to fucking Ukraine after they have fucking, they pumped the goddamn armament into Ukraine during fucking Obama, during fucking Trump, and during fucking this goddamn deadhead, well, this communist fucking goddamn occupation we're living under right now. But you're going to pay more because the thing is, they know how much ammo. We don't burn around, people. You pull a trigger, you make sure a communist or a fascist hits the fucking ground. Shoot them right in the fucking head. But this here is another attack on your goddamn ammunition. Passed the bill that would make New York the only state in the nation to enforce a tax ammo because you can't. You're breaking the fucking law. Whoever signs that, you're signing your fucking death warrant because you will be tried. You will be tried for fucking treason and sedition in a common law fucking court of we the people. And you will fucking swing, motherfucker. Revenue from the measure. What's revenue from the measure introduced by the state Senator Andrew Gundaris? I don't know. He's fucking some fucking spick, no fucking doubt. Democrat Brooklyn and Assemblywoman Pat Fahey, Democrat Albany, would pay for the newly created, listen to this shit, research fund dedicated to studying gun violence under the State Department of Health. And State University of New York, we're going to blow all you fuckers away. Go ahead, docs. Step up, motherfuckers. Think you're going to be some kind of power over us. Think you're going to be some authority over us. You'll see what a fucking American national does to some son of a bitch who thinks that they're going to just exercise a fucking arbitrary, fucking unlawful authority over us. Your asses are grass, and we're the fucking lawnmower. Get ready for it. Oh, where were we here? The state has been seeing a sharp increase in violent crimes. Why? Because you've been pumping goddamn fucking murderers in here from Guatemala, fucking Honduras, fucking El Salvador, every fucking point around the fucking nation. You've been pumping goddamn murderers into our goddamn country. That's why the goddamn crime rate's up. We said it back there when, actually it's been 4 or 5 years ago. When they started this shit, we have a gun crime epidemic across the country, and somebody got on there and pointed out, well, actually, since the fucking weapons ban that was unlawful, another fucking infringement, another fucking denial of right had went into effect, the fucking crime rate had actually dropped 15 fucking percent. And so they had to shut that down. It was shut down within a couple of fucking months. And that's when they started pumping the fucking criminals in here so they could have them a real one. They're bringing people in to kill your ass. You better fucking wake up and you better enforce the fucking law. In crimes, especially in New York. Yeah, that's where they fucking like to go, to fucking New York, where the Jew capital of the United States of fucking America, which officially became which officials blame in part on COVID-19 pandemic. Oh, fuck you. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There's never been a pandemic. The pandemic is in the death shot, in the goddamn biological fucking agent you're using to kill the fucking world off, to commit genocide across the world. And everybody fucking knows it. And Ukraine ain't going to be a distraction from your fucking murder. You're going to fucking answer up for that too. And you ain't going to grant yourself no goddamn immunity, because it will be the common law that will fucking destroy you and take your ass to the fucking gallows. And there is no goddamn exemption for fucking murderers. Research funded dedicated. Okay, we did that. Okay. Sharp increase, COVID-19, that's where we were, pandemic. Under the bill, projectiles that measure 22 caliber or less will be taxed at a rate of 2 cents per fucking round. All other ammunition would be taxed at 5 cents per fucking round. Joe Johnson, manager of Armageddon Arsenal Supply in Leigh, LeRae, New York, says the tax would sharply increase the price of some ammunition. Hell, it's already tripled in fucking price in the last 3 fucking years, people. I know you know it because you go to buy the shit. That's why I won't fire a fucking round. I'm not going to fucking burn any ammo unless I can fucking afford to replace it, and I can't. But I got me enough. I got me a plenty to fucking fight my fight, and so does everybody else. Just refuse to fucking shoot it up. Don't go down to the fucking rifle range. If you shoot, you make sure that you're fucking taking a goddamn communist or a fucking fascist out. That's all you got to do. And you are well within your fucking rights under the law to enforce the fucking law. It's your fucking law. It's your jurisdiction. They've removed your fucking courts. That's what that second article was put there for. Don't burn it up. Such as 22 rimfire, adding 2 cents to something that only cost 2.7 cents. You literally just about doubled your cost, we told WWNY TV New York. No shit. No fucking shit. They came up with that first shortage, the fucking price doubled. The price of everything in the goddamn country doubled. So this is how they fucking doubled the price of the ammo. But then more and more people kept buying guns because they saw the fucking writing on the wall. Oh, goddamn, we've come to the point to where they want to cut us off from the fucking ammo. That's all right. If you were paying attention, and I don't know nobody that wasn't, you got a goddamn plenty of fucking ammo. You got enough to fucking fight until you're goddamn wear a blister on your finger. Currently, no other state state taxes ammunition. Seattle, Washington, and Cook County, Illinois, do impose a similar tax to the proposed New York tax from 1937 until it repealed in 2019 because it is unfucking lawful. It is fucking treason. It is fucking sedition by definition of the fucking words as fucking written in the goddamn dictionary, you son of a bitches. Tennessee required boxes of ammunition to bear a 10-cent stamp. Oh, you motherfuckers, you've seen what happened to the last motherfucker who started with their fucking tax stamp and shit. None of this tax. They can't take our goddamn money without due process of the law. That's why the goddamn income tax is illegal, because you do not get due process of the fucking law. They don't have to file as an individual, and the only place you can have your money taken away from you is an American national who's not a part of their fucking government, who is a private fucking individual free sovereign national, is through that common law court. And through that common law jury. And the jury ain't going to cut its own fucking throat because they're us. You son of a bitches. And we're the highest law in this fucking land. And you're going to find it out the hard way, I reckon. 10-cent stamp with proceeds going directly into the state's wildlife resources fund. Fuck you. It goes into your general fucking fund and you use it to finance more fucking world communism. We're financing world fucking communism with this woman's fucking thing. That's for the fucking world. The world is not our government. You are not our government corporation. You are a bunch of fucking goddamn criminals in violation of our fucking law. And you are going to answer to our fucking law, you cocksuckers. Here it is. Mitch McConnell ups Pelosi's $20 billion $20 billion for Ukraine up to $10 billion. It's kind of sloppy printing here. For Ukraine up to $14 billion. Where is it all going? I told you where it's going. It's into the pockets of the same motherfuckers that 3.2 trillion. Trump just comes in and gives all his fucking international buddies who have based their fucking asses in this country, just gave them $3.2 trillion and told them they could take everything they'd been stealing for the last 8 years, taking our goddamn resources and our factories over to China and stashing the money offshore. Well, they got to bring that back too. If you don't see what this fucking shit is, you don't want to. And you're a fucking coward. We reported earlier that... yes, sir.
Hey, I forgot about to say, hey, you know, over there in Ukraine, you know, most of the people in their government, you know, they are of the tribe. Oi, I'm telling you.
Oh, wow, absolutely. I told you yesterday there was one article that said that Israeli special forces were over there fighting for the Ukraine, but then Putin's over there in fucking Israel. Wonder what the fuck's really going on over there, guys? I'm telling you, they're vying for fucking goddamn territory in this new world order. They think they're going to fucking implement in spite of the fact that we got all these fucking guns. They think we ain't going to fucking kill them. They're going to find out different. I'll be no man's fucking slave. No man will fucking be my will. I will not do it. And there's a plenty of us who won't. And we have plenty of fucking guns. And we have plenty of fucking ammunition and other things. Just a waiting for you. Fucking you couldn't whip a bunch of fucking goat herders in Afghanistan. You think you're going to whip us? It'll take a fucking while. We ain't had to fight a goddamn war like this on our own fucking ground, teaching ourselves and fucking learning guerrilla warfare from the bottom up in a long fucking time. It's going to cost us a couple million lives, people. They know this. But if those couple million lives are going to be sacrificed, the people who have to sacrifice their goddamn loved ones and see them die, that come through the training, are going to be the meanest motherfuckers on this goddamn planet. And they are going to rip these goddamn, these international fucking mafia motherfuckers to shreds across the fucking planet. We're getting our goddamn wealth back. You're getting the fuck out of our country. Well, you're dying. You're just fucking dying. And all you goddamn Judeo-Christians going along with this fucking shit, your ass is marching out into the goddamn ocean. You can swim for your fucking admiralty, you bastards. You treasonous scum. And all you voting conservative fucking, you're going with them. If that's all you fucking done, you're going with them. Ain't gonna be nobody left in this goddamn country but American nationals who fucking, when you cut them, they bleed that fucking Bill of Rights. And it will be absolute, and we will put protections in place, man. We will fuck you, violate that son of a bitch. It's a death penalty. Right fucking now, against the goddamn wall, as soon as you're convicted. This evening, the clown in the Senate agreed to give Ukraine $14 billion, and that's the conservatives, people. Smaller government. This fucking money is going to a goddamn another country that we have nothing. We have no fucking interest in Ukraine. Oh, but their people are being taken over by the... I don't give a fuck. I do not give a fuck. The Russians cannot take my country. They try it, we'll blow the whole goddamn planet up. Same with them. You're not going to take the Russians out. This is just another fucking Cold War bullshit thing. Like, we have any wealth to even be sucked out of us anymore. They want the goddamn lint out of your pockets. This is a fucking setup for fucking money. All it has to do is with this mammon. And all you people out there, that's what I'm talking about. You want to see the power of mammon? Just look all around you. There it is. That's a goddamn god I can see and feel the fucking power of. You better fucking get down to fucking enforcing your goddamn law. You better learn that goddamn law. You better learn your authority, and you better not give a fucking inch. I don't care if it's just one against 100. It don't matter, because that's 100 more. We outnumber them by thousands. Of course, when they showed on TV, they want to show like every time that they come to get, oh, hundreds of them are going to come. Yeah, they're going to do that. They're going to send hundreds of, make sure you kill 5 or 6 or 7 of them anyway. And after a little while, man, it's going to, when everybody finally gets some fucking nuts and grows a spine and starts stepping up, well, it's not going to be so pretty for them, is it? They won't even be able to send one motherfucker to each motherfucker that's going to fucking come after them. We're going hunting. It's going to be hunting season. Open season on fucking goddamn communists and fascists. And we're going to take our fucking country back. And we're going to enforce our fucking law. And we're getting our goddamn wealth back. Or we're going to blow your fucking asses up. You son of a bitches. I mean, you're not talking allocations from Congress no goddamn way. They don't even bother with that fucking language anymore. They're letting you know they're a corporation. They'll take what they goddamn well please. We're a corporation and this whole country belongs to us. You want to bet, you little handful of fucking dickwads? We'll see who it fucking belongs to when the fucking hordes from the jungle come and rip your asses into fucking little pieces, you motherfuckers. Try to starve us and we'll eat your fucking asses. You don't know what you're walking into. Well, that'd be enough for me. I'm pretty pissed. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast. What's that?
Ukrainians. I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
Fuck you, bitch, shoot. TikTok motherfuckers. That's the word from the trenches.